second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. And if you'd like to call in, folks, please call in on this number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Yes, we have a load of callers on the line right now, so let's go to Eric in Michigan. Eric in Michigan, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Thank you, Brother Jack. I want to ask the guest a question as well as you.
Okay.
Since I began voting Ron Paul, I think it was 1988, he introduced the American Sovereignty Restoration Act, H.R. 1146.
Yeah.
And, of course, since that time, the only candidate in recent history, he and Chuck Baldwin were obviously very noble, high integrity, patriotic, America First candidates. They were banned from the presidential selection pep rally contest, so-called debate. So my question to the guest is twofold. Wouldn't it make good sense to combine forces with Ron Paul, because separately there's a dilution in the, you know, in the support numbers, whereas combined there would be a strengthening effect. That's the first thing. And then, of course, who authorized the federal, where does the Federal Election Commission originate? Is it a private corporation? Who authorized it to ban presidential candidates? And Jack, the question for you is, what really happened with those brave Navy SEALs who were taken out a week ago?
Well, as far as the Navy SEALs, some of them were involved in the phony abomination or the phony Osama bin Laden killing, which that wasn't Osama bin Laden at all. That's why they dumped his body at sea, so we wouldn't know that they hadn't killed Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden died of injuries back in 2001. December 13th, 2001, he died, and all the intelligence operators in the world know this, but they don't want to allow the American people to know it. So anyway, that was a phony killing of Osama bin Laden. It wasn't him that the SEALs went in on and shot somebody in the head, which wasn't Osama bin Laden. He'd been dead since 2001.
Okay. Eric.
Okay.
Let me answer your question that you had about the American Sovereignty Restoration Act of 2009. It's got 13 sections of it, and I would want to review it a lot more, but on the surface, it was a requirement or a bill that Ron Paul had put in to end the membership of the United States and the United Nations. Now, many Americans want to do that, and rightfully so. The United Nations is a group of nations that are not in the best interest of the United States.
That's
but when
right.
you ask, should we cooperate or collaborate, I would like to speak with Ron Paul at some time. I like Ron Paul. He seems like a wonderful man. He has served his country well. There comes the music. I'll wait, Eric.
Okay. Hang on there, Sam and Eric. Hang on, Eric. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Estrogen. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'd like to say that we're having a donation drive here at republicbroadcasting.org, www.republicbroadcasting.org, and you can go there and find out how to donate to Republic Broadcasting Network. We really need your funds, folks, to keep on with the show. Okay, let's go right back to Sam Tittle. Sam,
yes,
go right ahead.
Yes, sir. And Eric, you're still with us, right?
Yes.
Eric? Okay,
yes.
I just wanted to pick up where I left off with Ron Paul. Let me just say this about Ron Paul. All right, Eric? I really respect him. But this is not going to be his election. Ron Paul is right on some issues. However, he is wrong on a lot of issues, gay marriage, open borders, and legalizing drugs. But Ron Paul is right on this Sovereignty Act that he was trying to put into a following bill, okay? Had he had this in place, he would have been able to stop what's going on right now in the United Nations with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama trying to get They did get a small arms peace treaty signed, and that is the beginning of the work that United Nations is doing to take away our Second Amendment rights. So I without looking at Ron Paul's complete bill and everything that he had in it, because he had to put together things that he wanted to repeal, things that he wanted to withdraw, things that he wanted to apply. And you know how it is in Congress, Eric. You know that sometimes these politicians, God bless him, they put in a lot of things that should go in and might not should go in, should be kept out. So with that said, he was on the right track in trying to get the United Nations participation with the United States out of it. We cannot let countries who don't even like us, they're participating in the United Nations building headquarters there in New York, and they assess and contribute to what they believe that is good for the United States of America. I don't agree with that. And with that said, Eric, without knowing all of the details, I would tell you that I admire Ron Paul for making an effort to get rid of the United Nations participation that we have with them.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
The United Nations is a communist organization, and we shouldn't even be involved with the United Nations.
That's right. So I hope that I answered your question, Eric. I ask you to give me your vote because I'm representing Ron Paul also. I would enjoy having him call me and say, Sam, this is what I believe, and I wonder if you would carry the flag for me too, because I like him. I admire him. I admire Rand Paul, his son. But these are folks that are doing the job where they're positioned for God now in Congress, and I will be the commander-in-chief overseeing Congress, men and women, and the Senate. And this time, Eric, they're going to be working for you for the money that you have paid them. I hope I answered his question, Jack.
Yes, Eric. Thank you for your call, Eric. We're going to go on to other callers now. Okay. Thank you, Eric. God bless you, brother. Thanks for standing up for God and country. Let's go to Joe in New York. Joe in New York, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you. Again, a very interesting show as usual. My question is actually a little bit, I guess, could be considered a follow-up to Eric's question. I wanted to know your position on two very recent bills that have been introduced in the past few weeks, also by Ron Paul. One bill is Bill H.R. 2768, which would cancel the public debt that is held by the Federal Reserve, which would be a little bit over $1.5 trillion. And the other bill is H.R. 2438, the American Traveler Dignity Act of 2011. Which would, make it against federal law for TSA workers to grope or sexually assault flyers.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jack, go ahead and take that call first, and then I'll give him my answer. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Joe, for those questions.
You want me to go ahead and answer that?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, okay. Sam, and answer,
as far as those two bills, Joe, I'm going to take the position of being very careful because I haven't read them in depth, but I'm glad that you brought it to my attention, and I will be on it immediately. I'm not happy about the debt that we have right now, and if it cancels out a public debt that the Federal Reserve has, then we have to consider this because we're in a very serious predicament right now. I'm not happy with Barack Obama as a voter myself, and that's why I step forward and carry this flag for all Americans, all citizens, the forgotten citizens, you, Joe, Ron Paul, all of us. Barack Obama forgave Egypt's debt. The Do you hear me? He forgave their debt for Egypt. And then right behind that, he has the war going on in Libya, which is underlying, and the media is hiding it for him because it's a bad thing. It's more spending. So he told the American public that he was going to come out of the battles or the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then he gets us into another one in Libya. And that was a civil war. We had no business being in that war whatsoever, putting our blood and treasure in there, taking risks on our young men and women. And let me tell you this. Those Navy SEALs that died heading into Afghanistan, that you have to realize that they may have been setting forth to go on to a job that was going to have to be done in Libya, because the Navy SEALs are the men and women that do the most covert and overt jobs that any man on the face of this earth would do. So that public debt that Barack Obama forgave Egypt with, that could have been money that came back to us. We could have taken that as a quid pro quo or as a 1950s, 40s, 50s bartering chip. We should have collected oil from these folks. We should have collected some of the money that their president had in his bank account, which was our money that we, the United States, gave that president and his country. Now moving on to his H.R. 2438, which is the American Traveler's Dignity Act. I want to read that again in more intensity, but I'm not in agreement with anyone touching another human being's body to go and check them out. I'm not against it now. I have gone through that TSA line, and if you've ever seen Sam Tittle in an airport, some of you are going to recognize this. I deliberately step forward, put my arms out, spread my legs, and let them run their meter all around me so that they can find out if I'm cooperating or if I have anything to hide. And that's important because that's for all of us travelers. We want our safety. Let me tell you what I don't agree with, my friend. Let me tell you right now. In Homeland Security, there are three top positions. They are supervised and directed by three Muslims, Father Shorwar and his son Shorwar. And then we have another gentleman in there who was defended, Sami El Aryan, who wanted to kill Americans, okay? Who is a radical Muslim who considers Americans nothing but infidels. So when that came forward and you saw that there were Muslim women, I get excited about this, fellow Americans, you forgotten Americans. I feel your pain. I understand your fears. I know what you're going through. But when these people are not going to be touched or put through the same rigorous things that Americans are being put through because they're Muslims and we don't want to infringe on their rights, hold the phone. Americans have the right to be protected and defended in the United States of America, and I am not going to stand by while an American is groped, to use Joe's words, and pawed and searched and put through this rigorous training and waited in long line. And then we have a Muslim woman or man with the garb on his head that is not going to be searched. Absolutely not. And that came from the top of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano and her Muslim people that are up there. So don't tell me that I'm going to be politically correct, because this is not a politician that you are voting for. This is you. This is your campaign. This is your election. I'm carrying the flag for you to the White House. And thank you with that, because I get so passionate.
Okay. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Joe, for calling in, brother. We're going to go to other callers now, Joe. Thank you for being an activist and standing up for God and country, Joe. Okay, we'll be back with Ron in Texas right after these important messages on RBN. Be right back.
Our skyrocketing... What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I just want to say before we go to Ron in Texas that we're having a pledge drive here at republicbroadcasting.org. And you can go to donate, and please do, folks, donate whatever you can afford to donate to www.republicbroadcasting.org. www.republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, folks, let's go to Ron in Texas now. Brother Ron, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Thanks, Brother Jack. I just want to let you know I really enjoy your show.
Okay.
And, you know, the reason I was calling, last week I was listening to the show, and I kind of, you know, I felt like Brother Dave was kind of treated unfairly. I really enjoy listening to Brother Dave and what he has to say, and I think he was right on about, you know, the comments that he was talking about the feminists. And
right.
I just wanted to call in and say that, you know, I enjoy listening to him, and thank God for people like Brother Dave. At least he's getting involved.
Yeah, he's an activist, that's for sure.
So that's all I wanted to say. I really enjoy your program, but I just felt like I should call in because I, you know, felt like you kind of got treated unfairly there.
Okay, Ron, God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in and defending Dave in Massachusetts. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go to Shelley in Texas. Shelley in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, can you hear me? I'm picking
I
up your...
I can hear you.
Oh, good.
I can hear you, Shelley.
All right, well, your volume kind of decreased. Very interesting guest, and Sam Tittle, I'm sorry, I didn't even know that anything about you until this program, but let's see, there are two topics. Oh, and one thing that I absolutely disagree with you on, and that is your quote with respect to the quote-unquote radical Muslims. And I really think that this is just part of the Zionist plan for the Middle East. I don't know if you've read that document, the Zionist plan for the Middle East, Sam.
No, I haven't.
It's very good.
I will look it up, Shelley. I will.
The Muslims are invading other countries because they have nowhere else to go to live decently because of war. And that is to Israel's advantage. So I don't think that quote-unquote radical Muslims are our number one problem. I think our number one problem is the Federal Reserve.
That's right.
I don't know. I know that two callers had mentioned Ron Paul. And you so eloquently explained the reasons why you would not join forces, at least at this point in time. But I thought that that was a very good point, one that I would have asked because of the, you know, just the problem of dilution of the vote.
Yeah.
And it's better, you know, strength in numbers. Also, somebody had mentioned, I think Eric, the American Sovereign Restoration Act, and then also the other bill from Joe, H.R. 2768. And that sort of pertains to the Federal Reserve. But to me, that is the number one problem. It's an illegal, monopolistic cartel, and it benefits only a few select families and with central banks. I mean, they printed just monopoly money and charged us interest for, gosh, since 1930s.
Uh-huh.
And you know, printed it at will since 1913 when they came into being. But that is, I think, number one problem. And also another position that I've not heard you address, but I would be curious about your opinion about 9/11. Reinvestigation, how you feel about that. And thank you, Sam. I'll if you want, I'll hang up. I know you probably have other.
Yes, Shelley, I do have other callers on the line. Oh, Shelley got dropped? Okay.
Yeah, and I had gotten dropped, and her last question, I believe she was asking about a reinvestigation into the 9/11, but you know, I have to apologize to Miss Shelley that I got disconnected. So let me just answer the one of the things that she mentioned, and then maybe you can tell me what her question was. I got cut off right around the place that she was talking about radical Muslims, but before that, she said that she had not heard of me. And the reason Miss Shelley has not heard of Sam Tittle, I was the first in the Federal Election Commission who came forward. I didn't need an exploratory to get into the race. I realized that this country was definitely in trouble and that I had to get in there and do something, standing up for America. I didn't look at anyone else in the field and say, maybe him, maybe her, maybe this, maybe that. No. I decided that because I am a widow, because I am a diehard taxpayer.
Okay, hang on, Sam. We'll be right back. Hold that thought. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and let me give out that call-in number one more time. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Okay, let's go right back to Sam in New Jersey. Sam in New Jersey, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Jack. A number of prominent Jewish organizations have threatened to withdraw support from Obama if he doesn't become more supportive of Israel. And Ron Paul has not been at all supportive of Israel. So I agree with your guest, you know, that neither of these men is really fit to be president. I would like to ask your guest, has she sought out the endorsement of AIPAC?
I have not sought out the endorsement of anyone except yours, Sam, and the reason why I don't want an endorsement is I'm not going to be obligated to anyone until I know fruitfully that it's going to be in your best interest. And there are going to be cons and pros and cons with it. So I would want to take a look at that before I made any decision about that.
Are you familiar with AIPAC, Sam? Are you familiar with what AIPAC does and who they are?
Well, no, I don't know about it. No, I don't. I know is that... Go ahead.
And if you don't know who AIPAC is, the most powerful lobbying organization in the United States.
That's right.
Well,
and I think if your guest isn't even... if your guest isn't even familiar, doesn't even know what AIPAC is, I question if she's running for president. I'm not so sure that she's really
Let me say, Sam, in my defense, that no one can know everything about every issue. And although you're telling me it's the largest organization, I will know more about it in just moments from now. We cannot know everything. There is a lot to know about what's going on. But as far as Israel, let me just get very basic with you, Sam. Israel is more important to the United States than a lot of people realize. That country is our number one friend. They're our ally. And the way that Barack Obama disrespected Israel, it was beyond my comprehension. We need Israel.
We're totally controlled by the communist Zionists in this country, Sam, and totally controlled. Our military is controlled. The White House is controlled by the communist Zionists of the Council on Foreign Relations. And God said in Joshua 21:43-45, that Israel got everything that God had promised Israel. In Israel, God was talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, not just Judah. And so they got everything in Joshua 21:43-45. And so this is a phony Israel over there today. It was set up by the communist Zionist Khazars out of Khazaria in 1948, and they're still in control today. And they highly persecute the real blood Jews over there in the Holy Land. They put them in prison, they rape them and sodomize them and torture the real blood Jews over there in the Holy Land, and because they hate them. So I had a good friend, Jack Bernstein, who was an American Jew, and he went to Israel in the late 60s to help build the Jewish homeland. And we got over there, he found out it was a full communist system, and he made the mistake of marrying a real blood Jew lady, and they put him in prison over there and treated him horribly. And when he got out of prison, he brought his real blood Jew wife to America and wrote a book called The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. And the Mossad came over after he wrote that book and put it on the market and killed him for writing that book and telling the truth about what was going on in Israel with the communist Zionist Khazars over there. So that is a phony Israel, and it's not the real Israel that we're supposed to support, because if you read the Babylonian Talmud that they follow, you'll see how they say that Jesus Christ is boiling in a pot of hot excrement in hell right now, and that's where he ought to be. And they say that Mother Mary was a whore, and that she was impregnated by a Roman soldier, and that's where Christ came from. And they have two pages of telling you it's okay to kill Christians because you won't be persecuted or prosecuted if you kill Christians. And so it's a terrible antichrist nation. And that's why in Revelation, God said twice, in Revelation, the last book in the Bible, I know the blasphemy of those calling themselves Jews and who are not, and are of the synagogue of Satan. He says that twice in Revelation in the book, talking about the communist Zionist Khazars that are over there right now. They're not Jews at all, even though they call themselves Jews. And they persecute the real Jews over there, the real blood Jews over there in in Israel.
Jack, if you would permit me to speak with Sam again. Sam has a valid discourse with Sam Tittle because he would want me to know about AIPAC. Now, to me, that's an acronym, and there's going to be a lot of acronyms that are thrown out there. If he had come in and said, well, what do you think about Barack Obama coming to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee to speak to them about apologizing, that he got it wrong? Well, you know, I don't know that that Barack Obama's going to come out and apologize in public because he's not going to be apologizing about America's greatness. He would have to come back and say, you know what, I made a mistake on behalf of the American people. But as far as the AIPAC, forgive me, folks, for not knowing each and every acronym that are going to come up there. As far as the American-Israel interrelations that we have with them, it's very important. It is. Go ahead. You're there, Sam. You're speaking because sometimes it breaks up. Go ahead. Oh, did
Sam,
we let him go?
Are you still there?
Yes, I just wanted to let him know that, you know, I apologize for not knowing every single acronym. There are going to be a lot of acronyms coming up. And so as far as the relations that we have with Israel, we better doggone get it right this time. And it's too hard to come back in as a people, as an American society, to say to Israel, we got it wrong. You know why? Because it reinforces the strength that Iran has. Iran, say it the way you want to say it. I say potato, they say potato. I'm an American, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters are also Israelites, and we're all in this together. But let me tell you something. What Sam is for what is right, not for what is wrong. And what Barack Obama did to our Israeli friends, Israel, who is such a wonderful Jewish community, was wrong.
Okay, Sam. All right. Sam from New Jersey. Sam from New Jersey, are you still there? Okay, he's dropped off. Okay, let's go to Tony in Tennessee right now. Brother Tony in Tennessee, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Officer Jack. Listen, I just wanted you to kind of clarify a little bit more. I think it's one of the most important things going in this country right now. And you were speaking of the Chinese coming into Idaho and building across the airport down there, building their own airport, and et cetera.
Yes, to bring in military equipment.
Yeah, is that still being
Chinese city?
Is that still being constructed?
Oh, yes, it sure is. Right now, as we speak, it's being constructed. And they're also setting up 257 towns and cities across America for the communist Chinese. And that's about four towns and cities in each state. And they're going to be shipping the military equipment they bring into the city across from Boise, all over the United States by truck, covered up, and shipping this military equipment into all these 257 bases. And they're not hiring a single American for all this work they're doing across the nation. They're bringing in communist Chinese troops to do the work, both female and male. And they're getting ready to take over America when Obama Nation gives the word, because Obama Nation right now is bringing in Russian communist troops all over America and communist UN troops all over America to help take over this nation under a communist system. And he already has 400,000 troops on our bases, foreign troops on our bases that are going to help him take over this country under a communist system. And this is what his bosses have told him to do, to reduce us down to third world nation status and that's what he's working on right now, and put us under a communistic, totalitarian military rule system before he gets out of office. So we really need to get Sam Tittle in there and get Obamanation out before he puts us under this communist system.
Up in her day.
Right, right. Because, Tony, I don't know if you know that there's a proposal out there that is supposed to boost this year's voter approval for a constitutional amendment that would allow that airport in Boise, Idaho. They would borrow money to build those facilities here in our community. And I wonder if America gets it. I wonder if these Americans get it. We are being infiltrated by a communist party who has a majority ownership of a company that is building that with an international airport in Boise, Idaho. And you have every right, Tony, to get concerned. But the thing about you is that I'm asking you at the same time to get on board with this campaign, Sam Tittle, support the Republic Broadcasting Network so that they can continue bringing you the truth. Because had you not heard this on this radio station, do you believe that you would have heard it from anywhere else? The Chinese investors right now, Tony, are waiting for an approval for green cards from the Citizenship and Immigration Services of 1952 to come in here, to bring their people in here, to work on our land. And you wonder what is wrong with America? I hope there are people this afternoon listening to me, but I'll back off with that passion of mine and see if Tony has any other comments or questions.
Okay, Tony, did you have anything else you want to say, Tony?
Yes, sir, Officer Jack. I understand that each governor of each state is given, state-owned land or whatever to these Chinese. Now, how in the world did they do that?
Well, they believe that the communist Chinese are going to hire Americans to help them at these cities and towns, but they're not. They're bringing in undercover soldiers from communist China to do all the work in these towns and cities that they're building across the United States, and they're not going to hire a single American. So the governors think they are going to hire Americans, but they're not.
Well, Jack, wouldn't the state and legislators and what have you have to approve something like this?
Well, you'd think so, but we had Governor Butch Otter, our governor here in Idaho, fly over to Red China and invite the Red Chinese to come into Idaho and to build cities and towns and hire Americans, which they're not going to do. So Butch Otter is a traitor to Idaho, and he is a traitor to America, too. And these other governors...
And I don't want Tony to forget one thing that he's missing in this little equation when he asks such an important question. I suppose you've heard the name Ron Huntsman. Is that correct, Tony?
Okay.
Well, Ron Huntsman, if you will recall, was the ambassador to China under Barack Obama. And I want every citizen that is listening to my voice to understand that Ron Huntsman, who was loyal to Barack Obama and ambassador to China and its industry with the preparations of what's coming in to Boise, Idaho, you have to know he knew about it and he knows about it. So let me tell you what my take on Ron Huntsman is and why he's not going to win. Sam Tittle's going to beat Ron Huntsman. But he's dangerous in as much as this, allowing Barack Obama to get reelected. And there goes your Boise, Idaho, and the Chinese International Airport. Because Ron Huntsman, while he is not going to get the primary nomination for the Republican Party, if he jumps over to the independent ticket and he convinces Americans that he's the best choice to beat Barack Obama, he is going to lose that vote and he is going to split the Republican ticket for the Republic, and there you go with a Trojan candidate who's going to turn that over to Barack Obama. And what happens inside of 4 years? God forbid that China or Mexico or any other country comes into our borders, Tony, and I'll let Officer Jack tell you some more about it.
Okay, Tony. I've got to go to other callers, Tony.
Okay, Officer Jack?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, Tony. God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we're going to come back with Debbie in Oklahoma. Debbie in Oklahoma, hang on. We'll be right back with you after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates. Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit...
We're coming back on the Officer Jack McGlam program. We only have 2 minutes left. So let's go real quick to Debbie in Oklahoma. Debbie in Oklahoma, welcome, sister.
Well, I have several questions, but I will just run down the list real quick. I was hoping your guest, I'm a little perplexed that she doesn't realize that the prior administration sets all this stuff up and then the next administration brings it all in. So while you're blaming Barack Obama, you need to study some history. But I'm not saying I'm for him at all. They're all puppets. But I'd like for you to tell me which radical Muslim created the UN, which radical Muslim created the Federal Reserve, which radical Muslim brought in the no-hide laws now in into the United States, which you better study those because they don't like Christians. And which
That's
Muslim
right.
created the CFR? I would like you to tell me which radical Muslim signed in U.S. Code Title 28-3002 into our law. If you can just give me somewhere, just names that I can research that out, I'd appreciate it. And then if you could tell me, what is a patriot? This country was founded on slaughtering innocent, beautiful people, just like they're doing in Gaza. I'll take that off air. Thank you.
Okay.
We don't have very much time, so I'm going to do it in about 30 seconds or less.
Okay.
She's a wonderful patriot who is a little bit upset, and she has every right to be upset. I want her to understand that I am not for the Republicans. I am not for the Democrats. I am coming right up the middle this time for the people. It is going to be we the people. I was raised in a Democrat home. I sought the philosophy of the Republicans, but I do not blame anyone but the politicians. So she is absolutely unequivocally, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? And I'm going to take a look at what she is talking about with the title 28-3002, and I would suggest that all of us do that in her behalf and for our behalf. And she's so right. I am not going to let President George Walker Bush, all the way back to George Herbert Walker Bush, off the hook. There won't be one Republican, not one Democrat, off the hook with Sam Tittle. This time, this election is for you. That is exactly why I'm coming up the middle. Thank you, Jack, for this opportunity.
Okay, Sam, give out your website again, sister.
Thank you, sir. It's www.madampresident2012.com, and I'll do the very best that I can to learn a lot more of the history. There is quite a bit all the way back to 233 and more years. So thank
okay.
you for teaching. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you. God bless us all.
God bless you. And Robert in Tennessee and Mike in Maryland, we're totally out of time, so we don't have time to take your calls, but I hope you'll remember your thoughts and your comments for next Sunday, and we'll take your calls then, Robert, Tennessee, and Mike in Maryland. God bless all of you out there, and don't forget your imprecatory prayers. We have communist Zionists, Antichrist, Synagogue of Satan leadership in America today, and we need God to take them down and destroy them with double destruction. This is what David asked of God and Jeremiah asked of God, and God did it. So if enough of us pray that imprecatory prayer that the communist Zionist Antichrist Synagogue of Satan leadership in America, if God would take them down and destroy them with double destruction, and then their agents all across America too, wherever their agents are, they're destroying America, and destroy them with double destruction too. That way, folks, we'll be able to take back America under God's law and our constitutional law, okay? God bless all of you out there. Have a great week, and God willing, I'll be back with you next weekend on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good day.
The next round.